We're here with Rosemary Myers and Joe Dyer, the director and producer of Girl Asleep, an Australian film, which is playing at the Sydney Film Festival on Saturday morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
So can you tell us about the film?
Well, it's a coming-of-age story. It's based on the story of a young protagonist, Greta Driscoll. She's a very shy girl. She's recently moved to a new town and her parents decide to throw her a 15th birthday party to kind of bring her out of her shell, so which is kind of like the worst possible news in the world for her. But the film was originally adapted from a play that we had made with the writer Matthew Widdett. So it's actually quite a quirky film in terms of its style. It's set in the 1970s, but because it was a play first and because we like to make fairly lateral theatre to begin with, it's actually quite a playful telling of that coming-of-age story.
I really enjoyed it. It's so marvellously quirky and creative.
I think it is, and I think that, as Rose says, that probably comes from, well, the imaginations of Rose and Matt, first and foremost, which are pretty quirky and creative themselves, but also the theatrical background that both of those artists have. It was the first film for both Matt and Rose and our production designer, Jonathan Oxlade, whose work is just extraordinary, I think, too. They have a particular take on the world, and it was great to then marry their sensibility with the film world, represented most notably, I think, by the DOP, Andy Comas, and the editor, Kaz DeCinque. So I think it was this real coming together of different sensibilities and looking at the world in slightly different ways, but everybody having that sort of whimsical, playful take on how they wanted to tell the story.
Very Alice in Wonderland, Carol-esque, Oz style. It's really quite fun. And you had quite a diverse young cast for the film.
Yeah, we had a beautiful young cast. That was one of the joys for us in making the film, because we do come from a theatre background. Often we have adults playing the kids in our theatre shows. So to actually have to have access to these amazing young actors and to have them kind of embodying the script was quite incredible. So the lead is played by Bethany Whitmore, who is, you know, done a lot of work for her 15 years. She's been in Mary and Max and Mental and done a lot of TV. Harrison Feldman, who is part of Upper Middle Bogan, plays Elliot, who's the other sort of main character. And then this amazing supporting cast of young actors, some that we totally uncovered kind of out of the amateur theatre world of Adelaide and who've gone on to get agents. But people from young dancing schools, because of the kind of quirky nature of it, some from the local Sir Kids Theatre Company. So working with all of those young people was really an absolute thrill. And also some of the adult actors in the film too, but for them, actors like Amber McMahon, who's very well known to theatre goers but hasn't really done a lot of film, and I think, you know, the kind of way they were prepared to play on film gives it all kind of adds to its quirk. Eamon Farron is another actor, Tilda Cobham Hervey and Imogen Archer, so great actors, but actors that, you know, a couple that are becoming more known now, but no one that's super well known. And I think that's also another great pleasure of the film, is their performances are just, you know, so enjoyable.
That was one of the big differences, as Rose said, between the play and the film. I mean, many differences, obviously, the medium itself fundamentally, but as Rose said, in the play there were actors playing the lead roles and playing it hilariously, so a lot of the comedy of the play came from these wonderful performances. So when we were adapting it, you have to really think, you're losing one of those key tools in your comedy toolbox, as it were, and how is that going to impact on the success of the film and the success of the story? And so it was really beautiful to see that whilst there's still comedy in the film, having the characters played by actors of the same age just gave it much more poignancy and made it much more moving, I think, than the play had been.
Even Farron in particular, he was quite formidable in a few of those scenes. He's quite a screen presence.
Oh, he does. Well, he's going to be in the new Twin Peaks. So I think we've got him just before he really becomes a superstar. I think Eamon's wonderful.
Yeah, and he's worked on a lot of our theatre shows as well. So he's an absolutely amazing talent, Eamon.
He played Elliot in the play. So you can imagine how different that would have been, having someone like him. So, yeah, I think we were very lucky that in fact, Rose and Matt created the role of Adam to keep him involved in the film when we made the adaptation.
Now, there's a lot of great scenes, a lot of very creative scenes, but there's one that really struck me but not quite early in the film, a dance sequence, which would have been, I think, a lot of fun to film.
It was a lot of fun to film, and we had a lot of teenagers hanging out, dressing up in 70s clothes, and it was the actual night was actually kind of like a party. So it was really good fun. When the kids were there for the whole night, so we shot it over one whole night. We shot quite a few scenes in the night, but yeah, it was great. And a lot of them kind of worked out their own dance moves, and then we kind of set it into a little sequence. And a lot of those kids come from local dance schools in Adelaide, so they were able to adapt some of their breakdancing hip hop moves into some more kind of John Travolta 70s disco moves.
And the assistant choreographer who was with us on the night, Luke Smiles, is actually also the sound designer. So everybody was wearing lots of different hats, and it felt like there was a real kind of family atmosphere that was created amongst the team who was making the film. So it just, yeah, made it much more fun, I think.
Wonderful. And it's really been touring. It's going on a bit of a world ride, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing that happened for the film after we premiered it in Adelaide was that it was invited to open the Generation 16 Plus section of the Berlinale in Berlin, strangely enough. And so that was an amazing coup. And from there, it just kind of gathered a lot of momentum. We partnered up with an amazing distribution sales agent out of Paris called Memento, who are just an incredible team. And they've been really active in having the film distributed across the world to film festivals and also just into cinemas. So that's been quite an amazing ride and kind of beyond our wildest dreams, really. So it was, and it's quite strange when you're used to making theatre when you're kind of very aware where your work is because you're often travelling with it. It's like sometimes we just say, oh, the film was on last night in Moscow or Taipei, or yeah, it's quite strange.
It was great. We heard over the weekend that we were very excited because it was screening in competition at the Seattle Film Festival. And what was it, Sunday morning, I think?
Yeah.
The news came through that we'd won the Future Wave Award, which is judged by the youth jury, which is fantastic because that's obviously the target audience. So we're all very excited, emailing and texting each other. And then a few minutes later, we found out that we'd won the main prize, Best Film, awarded by the jury. So that was just took it to a whole other level as well. And I think it's great that the kids love it, and that's the target audience, but it's also playing so well with adults, with people of our generation, because everybody remembers when they came of age. And not only that, but I think because it's set in the 70s, there's this very kind of nostalgic look back. So for people of our generation a bit older, they were growing up in that time, so they can look to the film and see themselves there. So the audiences that it's attracted so far have been very diverse, which is fantastic for us, and hopefully will continue through to the theatrical release in September.
Excellent. And it's screening at the Sydney Film Festival. Are you excited to show it to a Sydney audience?
Very excited. This is my hometown now, though I'm from Adelaide originally, where Rose is now. So everybody's been hearing me bang on about this film for so long, so that they're now going to finally get a chance to see it. Although it did sell out quite quickly, so some of them have missed out and said, well, I need to get in early. But yeah, it's wonderful to have it screening at the Sydney Film Festival.
Yeah, we're thrilled to be part of the festival. It's very exciting. And yeah, for those people that did miss out, it will be back in cinemas here in September. And it is a great film for all the family to enjoy.
It's definitely something you should check out. Thank you so much for your time.
No problem.
Thank you.